Escapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now, here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning, and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're here at 8:39 every Saturday morning, live on WRHI, AM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHI.com. And good morning, Mr. Rector.
Good morning. We're here together.
Yeah, I hadn't seen you in a couple weeks.
Yeah. I called him the other day.
Thursday.
Said, what's going on, old man?
You thought I was going to be out of town this
yeah,
week.
Yeah, I thought he was going to be gone this week.
I'll be off next week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not so sure. I wouldn't rather be here. But
no, anyway. It's going to be good.
That's what Rhonda says.
Yeah.
But anytime they start messing with your spinal cord, your brain stem makes you a little nervous.
Don't you hate when people are so positive all the time? Oh, it's going to be great, man. Yeah, but you're not the one getting cut on. Well, he's going to get going to do a little procedure, and it could
actually,
help Steve a whole lot.
It could. So, yeah. If I could get my being able to walk back, that would be awesome. But
he's had his equilibrium off for about how long? A year or more.
Oh, it's been longer than that.
Yeah.
Been many years.
You're a little off anyway, but then it got worse.
Always have been. Well, the thing with the whole deal is I got to do something.
Yeah.
You know, I really don't have a choice.
Yeah.
And doing the surgery, it's not really a surgery because they're doing it kind of like a heart cath. They're going up the vein. The problem, apparently, the veins are wrapped around the spinal cord.
Yeah.
And that's put pressure on them. That's what's affecting my legs. But
man, you know, they're going to go in there and get it where that feels so good. Probably when you wake up in the hospital.
They're going to keep me overnight for observation. They just didn't say how long.
I've had some surgery. I had a ruptured disc years ago.
Man,
on the sciatic nerve. Oh, it's killing me. And I went in, and when I woke up in that hospital after that surgery, I could feel it. It was just
pain-free.
So much better, man.
Tommy didn't have surgery, but he had a lot of sciatic troubles years ago.
I had another one. I did therapy and got through that stretching. And so everybody needs to do some stretching. If you're a landscaper, golfer, all that stuff, your back takes a beating a little bit. So.
Well, I've had a neurologist and three neurosurgeons tell me I'm going to have to go through therapy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I assume that's I went through therapy 2 years ago, and I was doing real good, and then all of a sudden it started backtracking.
Yeah.
And they kicked me out.
But everybody say a prayer Friday morning for Steve. And
that's right. I appreciate it.
If I hear anything, I'll get Rhonda or somebody to call me, and I'll give everybody the news next Saturday.
Yep. It's going to be good. Can't be any worse.
It's going to be good, yeah. Let's get to what we usually talk about. The first
segment, the weather.
Weather has been good, except for one bad storm that just really wreaked havoc in the mountains.
Well, that was last Friday.
Yeah.
And we had the show Saturday. I had Lauren and Rhonda here. I thought it was a very good show. So did the powers that be. But we didn't realize how bad it was.
Yeah. You know?
We were without power from 6:33 Friday morning to 10:16 Sunday. And I tell you what, sitting in the dark all that time, you started going a little stir crazy, or I did anyway.
Well, ours was only out about 3 or 4 hours that Friday morning. And then we had it flip off and on a couple times. But
Last word I've gotten, and I've talked to several people, but we got about 9 inches.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no way I can.
I had roughly about 8, maybe. So it's kind of.
They claim some places in Rock Hill got 12, but
yeah,
poor people up in the mountains, 22 inches of rain, a lot of rain.
Yeah.
A whole lot of rain.
The problem was we got all that rain Thursday, which was before it even came up here. The outer band just kind of
We didn't get anything Thursday like we did Friday morning.
Yeah.
I mean, it was blowing in
sheets. It rained all day Thursday.
It did.
Work. But you're right. I mean, I woke up Friday morning. You could hear the wind. I never wake up for that, but about 5 o'clock in the morning, you could hear.
I woke up and said, well, I got to get ready to go to the office. Looked outside. I couldn't even see the car.
Yeah.
And it was parked right beside the house.
Our boss, our owner, had told us just to close Friday. So when we went home Thursday, we knew that. But I was like, oh, it won't be that bad. But then turned out to be bad.
Well, Thursday, LP Church, they canceled the hash and barbecue ahead on Saturday and church on Sunday. Two big trees fell, but didn't hit anything. But the third one caught the power line transformer and popped the pole and all that. And they told them it'd be Monday, but they got it on about lunchtime Saturday. And they rescheduled the barbecue hash
and
chicken bog till next Saturday, the
19th. Yeah.
They told me they were going to do it today. And
I'll be going by there then, maybe. Get there early because it'll be gone again.
They doubled the amount, but they did that last year, and it only lasted 30 minutes longer, so I don't know what they're going to do now.
Hey, we were closed Friday, and like I said, and we were closed Saturday. We didn't have power at the store until Saturday night, kind of. About 10 o'clock it came on.
On Duke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what we were.
Yep. And I think they do a good job, to be honest with you. I mean,
they're not real high on my list right now because they called on Saturday night about 8 o'clock and told us our power had been restored. We're close. So Rhonda called the 800 number, and they told her it'd be on Sunday night at 11:45. They already called us and told us it was on. So
they jumped the gun.
Then when they finally turned it on Sunday morning, they told her that we were 1 of 29.
Oh, wow.
But we always,
lucky ones.
We always get turned on last. So.
Yeah, you're out there in the country a little bit. My parents didn't get theirs on, I think, Sunday. So it was they worked their way inside out. And
Sunday afternoon, a friend of mine, Scott Good, he's a trustee or whatever for York Electric, and he got a text. He said, we got 10,000 people still out. But the problem was you couldn't get the substations up. And they couldn't do anything much till they got the power to the substations.
Yeah.
And it was mostly in the West End. Okay.
Boom.
I don't know what that was, but I heard it. So
I do.
Anyway, we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
I'm Benny Etter. There's never been a better time to keep the air clean in your home and business.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
And with the cold weather ahead, there's never been a better time to start saving money by replacing your old heating system with a new modern high-efficiency unit. Call us and keep your family warm and healthy this winter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call AirTech at 327-7100.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Stop.
back to the gardener's bench. And it looks like it's going to be a very pretty day today.
Hey, guess what? It's October, man.
You think?
I was just thinking about the weather in September. It's been the last 10 years. It's just been bone dry. Everybody's trying to seed and aerate, and nothing's coming up. But this year, man, the seed, we got two, well, thankful and not thankful for two storms, but got us some really good rain, and the seed just jumping, and the temperature is perfect outside. It's like 80 and 60. So,
well, next week, I think it's Friday, the low's supposed to be 49.
Yeah, it's supposed to go down a little bit.
So we're going to be a little chilly the end of the week.
I got my young ladies on the golf team sweatshirts, so they'll be able to wear them next.
They'll be cold.
They can wear them things in school. They, evidently at school, they keep it cold so kids don't feel asleep in there.
Okay.
Well, they do. They all come out there with baggy, all these clothes on. I'm like, what's going on? But they keep it cool.
Saving money.
Yeah. Maybe it cuts down on germs and all that too. I don't know.
I don't know that
stats.
Word. I've heard that story.
It had to be super cold for that to happen.
I heard that story for a long time, and I don't know that I believe it. But anyway.
Anyway, we're open today, so come on out and get your seed fertilizer. Punch some holes in the ground if you can. I've got a trailer full of stuff. I'm going to go with a buddy of mine today and punch some holes in people's yards and put some seeds out. Steve's happy because he got Zoys, so he don't have to do any of that stuff.
It's looking real good. Tommy cut everything yesterday. The trouble is it takes a while to cut all that grass. Mm. He's still cutting over.
Get some headphones on, just get out there and ride around.
He didn't do the bottom of the ditches because, believe it or not, it's still wet.
Oh, yeah.
I believe it. For 30 years, we had it down where you could mow the ditches, everything with a 61.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they came in and redid Museum Road about 10, 12
redid the shoulder.
And now you got to weed eat it because you can't get down there.
Yep.
I argued with that engineer for days and waste of time. I've been tempted to fix it, but it's not like the old days. The old days, Zeke Baker gave me a stack of.
I just let it grow now and let them come through with that bush hog and cut it.
He gave me a stack of. Encroachment permit says do what you're going to do and then send it to me.
Well, they put a nice sidewalk in front of there. Nice sidewalk to nowhere. It goes over there and ends.
Well,
had a little bridge on the end.
That was one of President Obama's shovel-ready projects.
How about that?
And it was free money from the government, but it had to go. Technically, school buses cannot stop within a mile and a half of the school.
Hmm.
So it has to go from the school a mile and a half. That's why it's part of it goes out in the ditch just 10 feet deep and it stopped. They stood there at our property line because the rental house we have, the property lines right there. They must have stood there for 2 days arguing.
This is where it is. That's a mile and a half from Dutchman Creek.
To do the
Mount Gallant.
To do the federal guidelines, they had to add that little 15 feet out into nowhere. But that was supposed to allow children to walk to and from school.
Hmm.
I think I've maybe.
I guess it does go all the way down there, doesn't it?
It does. In 10, 12 years, I think I've seen 6 kids walk on it.
Well, I've seen adults walking dogs, maybe.
Is walking the dog or pushing the children or whatever. And
walking the dog.
Some of these people got monster dogs they're keeping in the house. I mean, there's some big dogs coming up there. I'm going, wow. Anyway.
That's what you ought to get, man, since you're at home all the time now.
No.
Get you a dog.
A monster.
We had our coffee.
Come here, monster. Man, that's time already.
That's a quick one. Right. Okay, we'll be right back. We'll talk more about monster dogs on the Gardener's Bench.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt,
which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
I'm Benny Etter. There's never been a better time to keep the air clean in your home and business.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
And with the cold weather ahead, there's never been a better time to start saving money by replacing your old heating system with a new modern high-efficiency unit. Call us and keep your family warm and healthy this winter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call AirTech at 327-7100.
I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. I play my music in the sun. I'm a joker.
Okay, David's the joker, and I'm the sinner.
That's pretty good, actually. Pretty good description.
I think it works.
Of the host.
Is that what we are, host?
The host. The 30 minute.
6 years
the
ago.
The shortest gardening show in the nation.
I thought 6 years ago they got us because we worked cheap and didn't cause too many problems.
Yeah, and then now look what happened.
Yeah.
People started following us and then they stuck with us.
Apparently we've got a bigger following than I ever thought we did. But yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, so I mentioned something about you having zoysia grass and kind of being left out, but I didn't want to leave the warm season people out, because guess what? It's time to put out your pre-emergent. So this is something that it doesn't add any nitrogen, won't make it green. It's just going to keep going slowly into dormancy. But this will prevent a lot of winter weeds coming up that you'll see, like maybe poana, stuff like that coming up in January, February, March. Then you do another one in March, same one. So don't get lazy out there and think you ain't got nothing to do because you got the zoysia grass.
I hadn't been in a while because I hadn't been able to tell me that. I think 007.
That's right.
He puts out. Mm-hmm.
007.
007.
Yep. Prodiamine, which is a pre-emergent. That's actually, prodiamine is the generic name for, and I can't think of it now.
I'm drawing a blank too.
Man, come on.
It'll come to you.
This is embarrassing.
It'll come to you before we get there.
Yeah.
But,
I'll think of... Tune in next week. I'll tell you what it is.
To all the male species out there worries about things like that. Now, winter weeds are not really a problem where they come up in my yard anyway when we miss. And when it warms up, they die.
They do.
But you got to put up with your wife fussing about it all. So whatever it costs the bag now, it's not that bad.
A lot of it will come up in wetter areas in your yard. So that's mainly where a lot of it happens. And sometimes, I mean, some yards you just don't have weeds like other yards do. So.
Well, the people,
I thought of the name. Barricade.
I told you it wouldn't take long.
There you go.
I go through that every day now.
Now everybody can relax. We got that done.
And it's not, you can do some light pruning to your shrubs, but you need to start planning on planting trees as soon as the leaves drop.
Yeah.
We had a thing years ago, I actually did research, believe it or not, and if you're going to move one, you need to wait till it goes dormant, which means the leaves drop. And if you do it then, you got about a 96-97% chance of it living. If you do it in the summer when it's actively growing, it drops to 55.
I was going to say 54.
So it's kind of a no-brainer, you know.
Well, that makes sense, I mean.
And people are asking me every day who I recommend for landscaping now, and I can't tell them. I don't even know who the landscapers are, and it's only been, what, 2 years?
Yeah, it's about a changing of the guard, really.
Big time.
And lawn maintenance, too. So I'll have to get you some names that you can keep over there.
Ronnie Wallace shut down professional lawn systems and sold the customer list to an employee, but I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
And
I met the guy that bought his, I guess he bought the name or whatever.
He bought the name and the customer list. Yeah. He didn't buy any of the equipment.
Mm-hmm.
He sold all the equipment. Mm-hmm. And believe it or not, let's see, June 10th, 2023 is when we shut it down. And we're still going over there every morning selling equipment.
Oh, yeah?
I had no idea we had that much equipment.
Man.
44 years.
You accumulate a lot of things, 40-something years. Yeah. Look at your house, all you accumulate there. It's just like a business. So.
Oh, I got an office where the garage used to be. We remodeled it. And this stuff stacked 3 feet high, and I have no clue what it is. I go through a box every
probably
week.
Probably do without it because you've been doing without it for a long time.
Most of it is banking records.
Yeah.
See, we had the nursery, and we got rental property, too. We don't have much now. We're down to two places.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're going to sell the one beside the nursery. Yeah. And I got people lined up now wanting to buy that nursery property. And
yeah.
It's kind of tough.
That's a great piece of property.
What you want for it and all that. And yeah. But
wouldn't be tough for me.
won't be tough for you. Well,
put a price on it and enjoy yourself.
Well, we did that, and that kind of backfired on us. Yeah. Everybody says
the real estate's kind of slowed a little bit here, and
it comes
in waves, obviously. So,
well, we kind of quit because election years are just no matter which side you're for, election years are. For businesses are painting the backside.
We're basically a month away.
Yeah. So. 27 days, what they said last night. But anyway.
Hold your breath.
Both sides are telling you bad news, but it's different bad news.
Yeah, I know.
And this year doesn't seem like a lot of people are listening to them. They're just.
It's almost comical, but it's not funny. When I see the commercials, it's just like. Let's find the craziest thing out of context to put on there, and then we're going to beat it to death. And
both sides do it. It's amazing. And they say things that I know for a fact are not true.
Yeah, I know.
Nobody questions it. Just
nah.
Used to, you couldn't do stuff like that.
look on TikTok. It's the facts.
I don't even know what TikTok is.
When people start getting their news from TikTok and stuff, it's not great.
I got Facebook accounts, but I don't have time to get on them much right now.
Vote for the gardener's bench.
That's right.
The joker in the center. Vote for
But I'm forgiven.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you are.
I'm forgiven. So.
That's one thing that can always happen.
Mm-hmm. But probably too late to fertilize any shrubs now. We don't recommend it after September 15th. And the reason is you'll force out new growth.
Yeah.
It's going to get cold around Thanksgiving. We're going to have a cold snap.
Oh, here we go. When's the frost? We always do, me and you do this little thing. Election day is the 11th, right?
No, 7th.
7th, fifth. Okay.
5th.
5th.
5th. I'm sorry.
Our trustee over here tells 5th.
Matthew to the rescue. Okay.
I'm
going to say around the 15th.
I'm going to say 11th. I like the 11th. That's Veterans Day, isn't it?
Yeah, that's my anniversary.
That's right. Well,
that'd be 24
years.
It's
going to be frosty on your anniversary.
24 years ago.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Good job.
That's why I got married in 2000 on Veterans Day. I can't forget it.
You remember it.
Okay. We'll be right back to the garden. She's got to
be somebody's baby. She must be somebody's baby. All the guys on the corner stand back and let her walk on by.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
I'm Benny Etter. There's never been a better time to keep the air clean in your home and business.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
And with the cold weather ahead, there's never been a better time to start saving money by replacing your old heating system with a new modern high-efficiency unit. Call us and keep your family warm and healthy this winter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call AirTech at 327-7100.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
The Gardener's Beach.
Lovely day.
His director's over here serenading us.
Yep. But look at the sky. It's so blue.
It's turned Carolina blue today, isn't it?
Ontario's probably still lose, but football.
They got some issues this year, I think.
Yeah. Y'all pray for the people in the mountains and find you a worthwhile place to donate some money to them.
I'm going to tell you what.
So sad to look at. I had to stop looking at it. And Teresa wouldn't, and just got in a bad place, man, looking at all that. We've been to all those towns and basically Chimney Rock sitting in Lake Lure. I mean,
you could just about walk across Lake Lure from all the debris.
Yeah. That's,
and I mean, the first that's just, word I got
never be right again. We had
friends up there, I guess, just there. We never could track them down, but called Rhonda and said the bridge at Lake, or the dam at Lake Lure had breached.
Whoever built that thing did a good job.
It was running 6 feet over the bridge.
They were saying it's going. Told everybody below to get out of the way, but it held on.
Well, we grew up between Asheville and Hendersonville on I-26, the area called Avery's Creek.
That's right there where it was, basically.
Right across from the power plant. Mm-hmm. My dad worked at the power plant. Mm-hmm. We moved there in 1964, and I left, Tommy left in 78, our dad left in 79, my mom and sister in 81. So, anyway, we're getting down to the final time.
Yeah, we are. Well, come on out today. We're open 8 to 2, and get your seed and fertilizer, and pray for Steve next Friday morning.
I'd appreciate it.
Yep.
And we'll see you next week on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.